Freeman's got their backs up against the wall this time. Allie just scored to take the lead. Allie lines up to kick. They're going to kick it deep to O'Connor. Here's the kick. O'Connor fields to the 14. O'Connor's heading left. He finds a seam. There he goes! There he goes! O'Connor's free at the 50! The 40! The 30! The 20! He's going to take it in the house! O'Connor's going to score! O'Connor's going to score!
Ball touchdown, Campbell! Sports Radio 690 TS.
Here we are on a beautiful Saturday, November 18th, 2006, for the first broadcast of Sports Radio 690 DSF. Here are your hosts, Craig Campbell and Ross Tudor.
What's up, everybody?
Craig Campbell.
We're going to get our first broadcast started today with high school basketball talk with Ross. Ross, tell us a little bit about this upcoming season.
All right. I got to start off with the best team in the area, Benedictine, by far. Ed Davis, number four player in the country. There's nobody in the Richmond area that can really stop him. After that, we're going to get into some public schools here. Colonial District's going to come down to Freeman and Godwin, with, of course, Freeman taking it all in the end. I really believe that. The sharp outside shooting of Tommy Barilla, Kip Robeson, and the Jake Eastman. Strong inside play from Ayara Phillips and, of course, Ian Hill, who, you know, Hermitage's best player right now plays for us. So take Hermitage out of the mix. I'll get to Godwin in a minute. We got John Marshall, TJ, you know, scrubs. Everybody else, just not the same. It's going to come down to a two-team race in the district, Freeman and Godwin. Brokeback Bobby's going to do his thing. He'll do his thing. If we can contain Bobby Foley, I think we got a shot.
So who do you see coming out on top at the end of the year?
I think Freeman. I think we got it. I think Yara's going to have some thunderous slams in Larry Parpert Pavilion. You know, rock the house. Dunks are worth more than layups. That's how I see it.
And what about outside the Colonial District? What do you see there?
Highland Springs is going to be tough. You know, they got height, they got speed, they got it all. Highland Springs is going to be a good challenge for us.
Well, Ross, here's hoping to a good basketball season this year. Now we're going to go straight into NFL talk with Craig. He's going to give us our picks for this week and run right over him. Hit us, baby.
Well, first off, I've got picks of gold right here. I want to put down money, guaranteed. First off, return to Pro Bowl quarterback Trent Green, Kansas City Chiefs, pathetic Oakland Raiders. Shouldn't even be in the league. I mean, put him in arena football. KC over Oakland, big time. Indianapolis goes to Dallas, Big D, T.O., Romo. Colts win, though. New Orleans, Cincinnati. I can't describe this team. I can't. I thought they were going to be in last place. But you know what? At home, Cincy can't do nothing. Next off, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Pittsburgh coming off huge win. They're going to run over those Cleveland Browns. Big time. Philadelphia, Tennessee. Biggest blowout of the week. Tennessee's not even... just not even go there.
Well, Craig, when have you knocked Pitt Philadelphia? But let's not get into that right now.
Actually, Will, if you remember correctly, I picked New Orleans to beat Philadelphia, and I picked Jacksonville to beat Philadelphia.
Well, let's hear the rest of your picks.
Yes, thank you. Baltimore has officially emerged as an elite team. Steve McNair is back to his old self, and Michael Vick is, well, high school material right now. Next off, Carolina and St. Louis, the toughest pick of my week, I have to say, but I'm going to go with Mark Bolger, who's having the best season of his career, easily throwing for another 300 yards this one. Buffalo-Houston, well, I personally am not going to be watching this one, but Anthony Thomas emerging over Willis McGahee in the starting role. I think Buffalo will win over those wonderful little Texans and their fine little, you know, what they're doing down there, never having a winning season. It's wonderful for the NFL. New England, Green Bay. I think if anyone's planning to take Green Bay on this one, they should consider suicide. It's an excellent option if you're really Green Bay. I just can't even. Okay, Jason Campbell starting for the Washington Redskins. Tampa Bay favorite, however. I'm going to go with Redskins, Tampa Bay. I mean, Bruce Gradowski. I don't know. Gruden's chewing him out too much. He's not going to hold up in this one. Bears, the Bears. Bears. Even without Mike Ditka, I see the Bears winning big over the Jets in New York. Miami, Minnesota, tough game, but I'm going to have to go with good old Joey Harrington and his Oregon slinging ways over the struggling Minnesota Vikings, who after a strong starter, not pulling it off well. Arizona and Dennis Green, who's apparently on his way out, are going to lose to the Detroit Lions in another upset special this week. and I'm obviously going with the Seahawks over the 49ers. Denver is going to win over San Diego, despite many picks taking the Chargers due to the monstrous LaDainian Tomlinson, who has never run for over 75 yards against the Broncos. Finally, Monday Night Football. Giants come back from big loss, beat the Jaguars. Thank you. Back to you, Will.
Thanks for that, Craig. Now we're going to go straight into some college basketball talk with Ross. Ross, what do you see in this upcoming season?
Well, your obvious pick is Florida for the national champions. You know, as much of a bias as I have towards the Tar Heels of the University of North Carolina, I got to go with Florida right now as the favorite. But don't get me wrong, North Carolina is by far the most talented team in the country right now. You can mark that word down right now. Most talented team in the country.
And if you're doing power rankings, who do you see as the strongest conference right now?
Well, the ACC is 25-1 at the moment. 25-1 coming, the only loss coming from Wake Forest, who I'd put Freeman up against him, personally. Okay, that's a lie. But anyway, yeah, right now my best couple teams are, I like Florida a lot, I like the Heels, and Kansas had a tough loss to Oral Roberts the other day, but I see them coming around too, Kansas. And I think Texas A&M could jump in the mix, believe it or not. Out of nowhere, I think Texas A&M's in there. Once Ohio State gets Greg Oden, he's going to be one of the most dominant big men since Tyler Hansbrough. So I don't know. I mean, it's going to be fun to see.
So the Big 12 and Big 10 basketball are for real this year.
ACC.
That's my boy. We'll be right back with some calls. We're taking some callers on our return. Hey, this is Sports Radio 690. Teddy Slusher, nice to have you on the air with us today.
It's nice to be on.
We're going to ask you a couple questions. What do you think about UVA VT coming up soon?
As far as football goes?
Football, definitely.
Of course.
UVA hasn't been really impressing me this year, and Virginia Tech, the two closest programs, so I would have to call for you Virginia Tech on this one.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't? I mean, UVA's basically got nothing in.
Which team has less players in jail right now?
Jail?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that every team has really good players in jail right now. I don't really know enough about that to comment on that.
I understand.
Well, we had some high school basketball talk with Ross earlier, and he picked Freeman as a clear winner in the Colonial District. I mean, are you feeling that this year? I mean, we know you're biased, but...
I may be a little biased, but with Yarrow Phillips, Mr. Ian Hill, it's those two alone are so huge for our program. Then you throw in Jake Eastman and others who are going to step it up. It's a clinched district title right now, as far as I see it.
Do you think Chris Moore is going to come off the bench to nail some big threes?
Chris Moore, I really would love to see him really step it up. I've seen him working his butt off all over the place. Been in the weight room. He's been on the track. He's been running, training hard. And I think he can really do some stuff for this team this year.
Yeah, I think we're all pulling for him.
I've heard a lot of talk around the district that Freeman loses all their defense from last year. And, you know, the Freeman style of basketball has tended to be defense. But without defense this year, do you think Coach Parker can keep him under control?
With the program he's had before, I'm sure defense will be something he'll be able to build off of. However, with a different team, I think we may have to go through a different format of playing. So maybe we'll become an offensive team rather than so much of a defensive team this year.
Do you think that'll hurt us in a game versus Godwin where it tends to slow down and there's lots of pressure to score on basically every possession?
Well, I would actually like to see a more offensive, more aggressive style right there. I think with our tall guys like Yaro and Ian, they're tall enough that they can put in some good blocks and stuff and keep us the game.
Teddy, how many points do you see Yaro scoring this year per game? 30?
Well, I've actually talked to Yaro, and he's already projected, and he's told me, somewhere 30-plus per game. So
I was thinking more 50.
Promise. I would love to see that happen.
I don't see why not.
We definitely will not have a problem with scoring. Well, thanks for joining us today, Teddy, and we'll be sure to get you on the air sometime soon. Thanks for joining us on the first broadcast of Sports Radio 690.
Thank you. I'm honored to be on with you guys.
Here with some Sports Radio 690 DSF. We're going to have some debates between Craig and Ross here. Craig being straight out of Philly, this is one for him. Allen Iverson, good for the Sixers?
Art Philly, I'll let you take this one first.
Well, Allen Iverson has been a huge part of Philadelphia basketball for 10 years. They were the worst team in the history of the league 2 years in a row. They got the first pick 1 year, drafted UNC's own Jerry Stackhouse. Didn't work out too hot, so they take AI. AI gets them to the 2001 championship game. He's one of the greatest scorers of all time. However, recently, Philadelphia is calling for his head, honestly.
All I gotta say is, we talking about practice. We ain't even talking about a game right now. We talking about practice. How can you want that kind of attitude on your team? Honestly, how can you have an attitude like that? All he is,
Ross,
he's talking
about the NBA. Remember the dress code?
Okay,
the dress code is gone.
Look at the Pistons last year. No attitude. Pistons didn't
Rashid?
Win it.
Rashid?
Pistons didn't win it last year. I lied. The Heat won it last year. But still, you got Dwayne Wade. You got a past first point guards win in this league. Past first point guards win in the NBA. Not score first point guards like AI.
For your information, Kevin Ollie is starting at point guard for the Sixers.
Okay, well then you got...
And Iverson is still leading the team in assists.
That's terrific, but how are they doing right now?
They're actually tied for first place,
Do you think they're going to win it, though?
No, they're not. They don't have the talent this year, but the thing about Allen Iverson, he might not necessarily be better for the Sixers, but for everything he's done, he deserves to finish his career with them.
Well, you know, he didn't really deserve to finish his career anyway. That's how I see it.
Oh, so you see him playing into old age then, Ross? That makes perfect sense. You see him playing at age 102?
Why not? I mean...
Walking around his wheeler there, dropping 30 a game?
And he still won't pass the ball. Next question.
Oh, we're going to cut into some baseball real quick. We have this year was the lowest rated World Series in the history of baseball. There's the steroid scandal, you know, Bonds' trainer is on, you know, the news. You wake up to SportsCenter and there's something else about steroids in baseball. And then out of nowhere, you got the Red Sox bidding $51.1 million just to negotiate with Matsusuka out of Japan. I mean, sounds overpriced to me. I'm a Red Sox fan, and you know.
First off in this, I'm going to call Mats just to...
Yeah, you got to
further.
There's no way anyone here is going to pronounce that name.
Save some syllables. Mats is good.
Need a Hideki or Ichiro here. All right.
Yeah.
Ichiro, I'm sorry.
Get him one name.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, first off, in this league, the Yankees are ridiculous. They're building a $1 billion stadium, and unfortunately, the Red Sox are in the same division as them. They have to use this money. It's the only way to win in this league.
Yep, I mean, I'm going to have to agree with you on that one, Craig, as much as I hate to do it. You know, money wins. But money only wins to an extent. If money won...
I agree.
The Yankees did not win it every
year. See the Oakland A's in Moneyball, I mean, and the Marlins
Florida Marlins, $15 million payroll.
You can only buy so many wins. I mean, are the Sox selling their soul? Are they turning into the Yankees now?
I believe they're avoiding actually a potential disaster with the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays have a payroll right now around $93 million a year. If the Red Sox happen to fall into a third or fourth place situation, somebody's going to get ticked.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. So, I mean, Mats, whatever we're calling the Jap, I don't really care. Personally, it's too much money to pay to bid on a guy. It's too much money to pay for a guy's salary because you don't even know what he's going to do yet. He's unproven. There's not a great history of Japanese pitchers performing for a long period of time in the MLB.
Hideo Nomo.
Nomo, one-hit wonder.
But
Nomo's no-no was the end of no-no, Mo.
Sasaki out in Seattle, burned out quick, just disappeared from the league.
If you can't pronounce a name in America, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be a bigot here, but I don't know. They're cultural icons to an extent, but not everybody's Jimmy Ichiro.
Not trying to jump into you guys' debate here, but just...
The thing about the Red Sox, it makes no sense to me that they would, you know, let Johnny Damon go because they say they don't have enough money to pay his salary, and they think he's overpriced, and then throw down $50 million to bid on a pitcher to negotiate with him?
First off, Johnny Damon is a selfish, well, I'm not going to go into that, but he's jumped around about five teams now. I'm not going
to
blame
but the Red Sox said they don't have the money to pay his salary, and then they $50 million just to negotiate
great
with Matt Suzuka.
Man, but good I wouldn't want him on my team.
But the strategy there, Epstein, I don't understand it. Damon would have cost a lot less than $50 million. That's just going to go straight down the drain.
Red Sox management knows what they're doing. They offered big money to Billy Bean. They're serious. If they mess up here, we might see an entire Francoma, as I like to call him, for his wonderful years with the Philadelphia Phillies.
That is
where
clever.
He was one of the worst managers in the history of the league, and I still don't believe he is a solid manager. I believe the talent alone won the World Series that year is on the way out. I believe Epstein could be on the way out also if this year doesn't pan out.
Absolutely. Next question.
We're going to move on to some basketball here. We could go out on about baseball for a couple days, but Kobe Bryant was recently the youngest player ever in NBA history to score 17,000 points.
I don't know what you heard about me. All I did was commit adultery. Ain't no jury gonna convict me, because I'm a mother Laker MVP. All right, guys, Kobe's for real.
I mean, what's Kobe's legacy? Youngest to 17,000, and still no one gives him respect. They say he was only good because he played with Shaq.
20,000 people a game go to every game. People bring their families. Kobe will never be the icon he had the potential to be for, as Ross beautifully put it, adultery. He attempted to buy his wife back with a huge diamond ring.
Big old honker.
Man, that thing makes me look like, what's the name of that small man in Austin Powers?
Mini-Me?
Mini-Me, that's correct. Mini-Me. Yes, it makes me look like Mini-Me.
I don't really get that.
Kobe lost all of his endorsement deals. All of his endorsement deals.
Yeah.
He's getting back slowly.
Except for maybe Trojan. Trojan's tried to pick him up, I think, but I think he denied.
Maybe prenup.
It's just from the rumor mill. It's from the rumor mill.
But he even lost that chocolate peanut spread they use in Europe. Nutella. Nutella.
Nutella even didn't even
Nutella
want
Nutella dropped
Kobe Bryant.
Nutella!
Folks,
have you ever used Nutella? I haven't used Nutella.
Whoa, Nutella is heaven in a jar. Nutella is good stuff.
I have had Nutella. Back to Kobe. Anyway.
We're not going
to
debate the merits of Nutella
What's with Kobe's number change? Does anyone know what's behind that this year? We're in 24 instead of the good old 8?
I personally think... I personally think he's trying to be the next Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan 23, Kobe 24.
Trying to take it up one? You know, I seriously doubt it.
How many points did Kobe score in one game last year? I believe 80. 80 That's a
80,
lot of points.
82.
That is a
that
lot.
That doesn't necessarily translate.
The man has won
one second.
Defensive
one second.
Player of the Year awards. You don't see guys scoring 80 points in a game and winning Defensive Player of the Year awards.
The thing about that, though, is if you go way back to the good old days of Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell, Wilt scores 50 points a game. Bill Russell scores a little bit less, but they work as a team. Wilt Chamberlain scores all the points. The Sixers didn't necessarily have a lot of success. The Celtics, well, let's just say they own the league for about a baker's dozen.
Yeah, right now Kobe's running mate is Luke Walton. That's not going to get it done right now, though.
His Michael point guard's Jordan, name is Smush.
Michael Jordan's big Smush. Man during his title run was also Luke. Luke Longley. So, I mean, I see a little connection there.
In 10 years, what do you think we'll say about Kobe? Do you think we'll say he was just good because he played with Shaq?
I think Kobe's going to become overshadowed by LeBron, Dwayne, Carmelo, that wonderful draft class.
The new generation.
The new generation. I believe Vince Carter, Kobe, Garnett, T-Mac are all on their way out. They have their chance to follow in Jordan's footsteps. They did a pretty good job, but these new guys are just going to recreate the game.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to see a big change in the face of the NBA in a couple of years.
So there. Kobe fades and LeBron comes into the spotlight?
Well, I think Kobe's absolutely. Hall of Fame career. He's a Philly boy. Good guy, somewhat, to an extent, except when it comes to staying loyal to his wife and passing the ball and being a good teammate, but you know, besides that, he's a pretty good guy, I gotta say.
I mean, he plays in LA, you can't really blame him.
Oh, well, that's the end of our debates for this broadcast.
That was beautiful.
We'll show to have some good topics coming up soon. We're going to have an exclusive interview. We're not going to tell you who, but it's going to be good. Just wait on that.
Pretty much we'll be back soon. Basketball player of all time. Yeah.
We'll be back soon with some Sports Radio 690. And here we are with our exclusive interview on Sports Radio 690.
Hello?
Yaro, Sports Radio 690. Good to have you on the air. We're gonna get some predictions from you this year about the Freeman basketball team. Where do you see you guys finishing in the district?
One, of course.
I mean, what about Godwin? They're pretty strong with Foley.
What about Godwin? We still got it. We got it a lot. We're going to finish one.
How many points per game you see yourself scoring?
I don't need much knock. Can't even predict that less than 15. I don't know, but it's going to be all right now.
That's good, man. Yara, it's Ross. What's up, man?
What's up?
So listen, since we already figured out that I can't dunk on Ed Davis, when we play them second game of the year, you gonna pick it up for me?
Yeah, man, I'm going to do my thing, man. Y'all already know the deal. Y'all know how it's going to go. Y'all know I'm going to hold it down for Freeman, so it's nothing.
That's right, man. That's right. So people have been saying that Freeman's not going to play defense this year after last year. We going to step it up on defense, show some people wrong?
Oh, man. Last year, we didn't even have a shot blocker like we got this year. So y'all already know anything coming to paint is going right back out the paint. Straight up.
I know you've played with Ian before. What's he going to add to the team this year?
Wait, repeat that what you said?
What do you think Ian's going to add to the team this year?
Strength, which we need. You know who's going to be small this year, so he's a good addition. I know he's going to have strength, be for them. Keep doing his thing.
Yo, Yara, this is Craig. A lot of people in the district looking up to you this year. What's your message to all the fans out there?
Don't stand under the rim.
Yara, I personally have seen you dunk a lot. We all know you're going to throw down this year. What's the sickest dunk you're playing at? Can you even tell us?
Let's see. Fast break. I'm going to attempt probably a 360 windmill, but I don't know. We're going to have to be about the 15, 20 to do that because Coach Paul would probably go crazy on himself.
You got the student section loving you, so... We're really looking forward to this year. We've been waiting a long time to get you and Ian on the court together with Jake and Tommy and Kip. Everybody's excited. You know, football season was a disappointment, so we're really looking forward to having you on the court. So,
Yara, I got one more question. How does it feel to be Chris Moore's teammate?
Man, Seymour the man.
I think we all agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Yara, thanks for this interview, man. It means a lot to us. We'll definitely be calling you again as the season goes on, you know.
Yeah.
You know, take it to the Eagles, man. Be Godwin.
You already know.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
For our closing statements, we bring the always enthusiastic Austin Zaletti into our booth.
Austin.
Yeah, football! Woo! A Yaro! Yeah!
All right.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Never give up! Never apologize for being right!
That's right.
Well, thank you for joining us. We really enjoyed all of you in the audience tonight. It was beautiful, Ross. Just beautiful people.
Yes.
Very attractive.
Good show.
Yes. Good show.
Great show. So tune in next time. Definitely. We're going to keep it going. And I hope everybody enjoyed. God bless.
Woo! Wow!
Go crazy, Rebels! Go crazy!
Sports Radio 690
DSF.